The Traveler's Journal, November 19th. Savoring the cream of Devon. Above all, Watson, avoid the moor, where the powers of evil are exalted. So went Sherlock Holmes's warning about Dartmoor, the wet, windswept expanse of Devonshire on England's southwest coast, where Conan Doyle centered his mystery masterpiece, The Hound of the Baskervilles. Now preserved as a 360-square-mile British National Park, Dartmoor's great granite dome is carpeted with thick, spongy moss that can still make it a profoundly melancholy place this time of year. On the other hand, a little sunshine reveals its wild splendors. In fact, much of County Devon remains surprisingly wild for countryside that has been inhabited since before the Bronze Age. Bounded to the west by Cornwall and the east by Somerset and Dorset, Devon's north coast on the Bristol Channel is edged by cruel cliffs. The somewhat gentler terrain of its south coast is notched by the deep ports of Dartmouth and Plymouth, from which the Mayflower Pilgrim set sail. Tinier bays harbor picturesque resorts like Torquay, Brixham, and Salcombe, which give Devon's south coast a reputation as England's Riviera. The sliver of Devon sandwiched between moor and coast is quintessential England, a quilt of woods and centuries-old fields stitched together by endless stone walls. A spider's web of narrow sheep-dotted lanes lays through quaint hamlets of thatched-roofed cottages. Though Devon harbors some superb dining, its true culinary calling are simple tea scones, piled high with its slightly sweet clotted cream. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.